Hey, it's Ballard. We're joined this morning by Wolfpack head football coach Ken Wilson. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today, and let me be the last to welcome you back to town.
I appreciate that.
So, you were part of the fabric of Wolfpack football for a number of years. Was there a point when you got the call to come back and take this job that you were thinking, what took you so long?
You know what? Life was happening, so I didn't have much time to think about those kind of things. But yeah, I always hoped to be back here, you know. When it all happened, there was a lot of stuff going on really fast, and we were really excited to have a chance to come back.
Well, it's good to have you home. And of course, recently you were with Oregon, but you were on the defensive side of the ball. Are you going to bring any of the quack attack with you?
You know, we're bringing more UCLA stuff with us, and the old pistol attack, and you know, Chip Kelly at UCLA, he invented the quack attack, so I would guess there's going to be some of that in there.
That's awesome. Now, this spring game is coming up on the 23rd, is the first chance that we're going to get to look at your style of Wolfpack football.
That's right. That's right. We're ready to go.
Obviously, there are some holes to fill on the team from last year's team, because there's always changeover in college football. What are some names that we should be paying attention to during the spring game?
Well, you know, you've got Devontae Lee and Toa Taua right away. You know, they're proven commodities on the offensive side of the ball, and you know, the quarterbacks, Nate Cox, Jonah Chong, some of those guys that are getting reps at quarterback are going to be fun to watch, and Jamal Bell, wide receiver. So, I mean, there's some guys there. Aaron Frost in the offensive lines played a lot of football on offense. And on a defensive side, Dom Peterson and Chris Love with two D tackles are having a really good spring so far. And, you know, we've got a really talented secondary. So, you know, I can't name all those guys, but they're probably having the best as a position group. They're probably doing some of the best work for us right now. Darren Green Warren, a transfer from Michigan that's in here at corners, doing a nice job. There's a lot of guys in the secondary that are really playing well for us.
You sound actually excited about this. It's good to hear the coach excited about his team.
Always, always. They're working hard for us out there every day. We're in practice 7 tomorrow, so we're on our way to 15.
Wow. We're talking to Wolfpack football coach Ken Wilson. Now, the spring game has been rebranded. It's now the Battleborn Showdown. And it's not just the game. It's a whole day of stuff. What all's going on?
Well, we've got, you know, our soccer programs having their spring game earlier in the day. And we're having our pregame stuff go on. We got tailgating going on out there. And Joel Batonio and Austin Corbett are bringing their foundation in the afternoon and having a youth camp. I think they're capping it at 300, but there may be a few more trying to get in before our game. And, you know, there's a lot of other athletics going on in town that weekend. A lot of the Nevada sports are in the middle of their spring seasons, and we're going to culminate it Saturday night. We're going to have a night game, and it's the day after the Blue Tie Ball, so it's going to be a really, really big weekend for Nevada athletics.
And the cool thing is, it's kind of like practice for the fans too, because tailgating's first come, first serve, and all that stuff. So everybody can kind of, you know, get their game face on a couple of months before the season starts.
That's right, and they can get in, have some good food, get to see a lot of cool things go on during the day, and then hopefully the weather accommodates. It has been so far this spring, and we have a beautiful evening to have a night game here and get to see some of these guys get out and compete. It'll be fun.
That's exciting. And it's if you can't make it there for some reason, it'll be on NSN, and you can also catch it on our sister stations, ESPN Radio 94.5 FM and AM 630 Fox Sports Radio. Coach, great talking to you. I know you're super busy, so we really appreciate the time. And hopefully, as things move forward, we can chat with you again.
I'd love to anytime.